So when I first work with a new client, this is the information that I feel is really important for them to receive before we begin a session. And that's if they're new to me. So they may have been having body talk for years from a variety of other practitioners. But if they're new to me, I want to make sure that we cover the basics. Sometimes those get missed and not communicated really well. So it starts off a little something like this. So if we had 1,000 people with a headache and they walk into a doctor's office, what did they get treated with? Advil, Tylenol, something like that. They all get treated the same. But if 1,000 people with a headache walk into a body talker's office, what do they receive?
Something different.
It's something completely unique each and every time. Because we're interested with working in an individualized approach with what's at the root for your specific set of symptoms. And that's going to be different for everybody. How many causes are there of headaches? Hundreds, at least. Not the least of which is stress. How many causes of stress do we have? Thousands. So now we've got hundreds of thousands of possible reasons behind why these headaches or any symptom are here for the body. So why on earth would we be treating everybody the same? Does that even begin to make sense to you? Not at all. So with body talk, we have a much different approach. We say, let me know what's going on with your body. And that's really interesting to hear that that's what you've said. But now let's have you hop up on the table. Let's see what comes up for you as a priority. So we're not even so interested in saying, oh, this is your symptom. This must be what we need to treat. That would be very diagnostic in nature. And that's not our approach. So body talk doesn't diagnose and it doesn't prescribe. This in turn opens up a variety of treatment approaches in a way that are outside of the box and can be very effective and efficacious. I think that's the word. So in terms of really getting to the root of that, what it'll look like in a session is you'll hop up on the table. You're going to be lying down on your back in a comfortable position for you. You can be sitting up if that's painful for you. And then we're going to program your arm to give a yes-no muscle response back. That yes-no we use to figure out what's at the root of your specific set of issues. So we're going to go through this map, and then I'll point to the chart, which I always have a big chart in my room. Or if I'm working in their clinic or something like that, I'll carry a little chart with me, or I'll bring it up on my iPhone so that they can see that that's what I'm doing. So I'll show them the chart. And I'll say this is what we navigate to figure out where your issues are. Think of this as like the map. So we're going to go through this to figure out where all the priorities are. That's different from problems. Everybody's really screwed up. They've got lots of problems. We're not interested in treating all your problems. We'd be here in a way working in circles. So we want to treat what's the priority. What does that mean? For example, if somebody walks in with a liver issue, most people are going to go ahead and either medicate or treat that liver, detox it, do something along those lines. What happens if you detox somebody's liver, but they're constipated? Now their toxins can't go anywhere, and how are they going to feel?
Worse.
Worse. They're going to feel pretty crappy, right? Pun intended. So I usually like to make a little joke in there, lightens up the mood, and that helps a little bit. And I'm not always so funny off the cuff. Sometimes I have my moments, but if I can put them at ease with a little bit of a planned joke in there, that usually helps to, oh, it's okay, you know, that trust gets established. So they're feeling pretty crappy because now their toxins are everywhere instead of just in one spot, their liver, and they can't eliminate them. So body talk would say, well, that's interesting to hear about your liver. Hop up on the table and let's see what we're going to do. We work with a much different approach. So along these lines, we're going to ask some questions, and maybe we spend the entire session all working on the colon. Maybe they haven't even told us about the colon. That's fine. So now we spend the entire session teaching the colon how to do, well, what's its job? What does it do?
Eliminate waste.
It eliminates all your crap. It teaches you to let go of your crap. So think of body talk as working metaphorically. This is whole healthcare. This is the psychology of the body and the mind. So when we teach the large intestine how to let go of crap, we're also teaching the rest of the body how to let go of crap. Because body talk has the philosophy of teach a man to fish and he eats for a lifetime. Not just give him a fish. Give him a Tylenol. Give him a Band-Aid. So when we can get down to the root of why is that issue there, then we can treat it from the root level. And when you garden, do you pick off the head of the dandelion or the leaf of the dandelion, or do you go for the roots? Some roots are more complicated in structure than other. So you know those dandelions, you get them in one go and you're like, oh, that one's never coming back, right? And then other times you're like, oh, there's a lot of roots here. We're going to have to get this guy a few times. Same thing with sessions. Everybody's really different. All the dandelions look the same on the top. All the headaches look maybe similar, a little bit of variation, not much. But what's below the surface can vary. So sometimes that can be addressed in one session. Sometimes a couple of sessions. Sometimes it takes more. Body Talk is also going to be working with you to help you address any sabotage patterns you have to make it easier for those changes to stick. So for example, often in our culture we have a, you know, take five steps forward and then we walk back to the same old environment, don't change anything, don't change our habit patterns, don't take any practical action, and we take four steps back. So if I was going to treat a child who was really abused, we could help address their trauma, but then if we were to send them back into the abusive environment, then what's going to happen? Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's going to be environmental changes. We're not going to tell you what those are and what that has to be like, but you're going to find that naturally something changes in your life. You'll go home and you'll make some sort of a change. If you're not here for change, then you're likely not in the right spot. Okay. Now, when we work with a session, we might be saying some things that don't necessarily make a whole lot of sense, because Body Talk is, it's really exciting, actually. It doesn't just work on the conscious level. We have our psyche of our iceberg. The top 10% sticks above the water. The 90-some percent below is our subconscious mind that's submerged below. So 10% conscious mind, this is what you're aware of. 90-some percent of you is submerged below the waterline and you can't see it, but it's giving rise to your conflict. So if I say something that you go, I don't know what that is, that's because we're working in your subconscious, and there's actually very few things that do that really well. Very few things that do it consistently well. So Body Talk has a real advantage here in being able to treat the whole consciousness of the person. This is why it's called, often referred to as consciousness-based medicine or whole health care. So after we get to the root of all those things, and like I was saying, we don't always necessarily say things that resonate with your conscious mind. Actually, another reason why we may say something that doesn't make sense is because we're going to be working with other systems of medicine besides the Western-based approach. So for example, in Chinese medicine, the liver and the eyes are very interconnected. So when we treat the liver, we might actually be having to treat the eyes or vice versa. Now, Western medicine says that there's no connection there. Same thing with the kidneys and the knees. Does that sound very logical that we would treat your knee issue by addressing your kidneys? No. So we're going to be working in ways that you're going to go, that doesn't make any sense, because it's flying against the traditional model of Western medicine. It's based on something much older than that. So Body Talk draws from a variety of sources, including Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, etc. There's a lot of wisdom here that we tap into. We use all the systems of healthcare and we integrate them seamlessly, which is, again, is a real advantage because not many other things out there are doing that. It's pretty rare. So we figure out what's at the root for your specific set of issues, and then we go ahead and we address that with simple light touch for all the techniques and tapping over the head and heart. When we tap over the head, this is like pressing the fix-it button. So when we press the fix-it button, we're telling the brain, wake up, make the change that I've asked you to make. We know it works. We've hooked people up to EEG machines and we've monitored the change. So in a non-Body Talk setting, we see, like you would expect, a little bit of activity. But in a Body Talk setting, when we tap, we see spike wave activity happening for a period of 5 to 6 seconds. We literally see your brain waking up and making the changes that we've asked it to make. How cool is that? So then we tap over the heart. This is like pressing the save it button. So that way you don't need to come back for the same session next week, next year, next decade. Body Talk has been around for over 20 years, and we've seen sessions hold for a long period of time when we're tapping over the heart. So what does that do? Well, think of what your heart does. On a physical level, your heart pumps blood to every one of the 3 to 30 billions of cells that we've got in our body. So that's like sending out a memo to every one of your office workers saying, this is our new way of working. This is our new way that we need to cooperate and be in sync as a team together. On an energetic level, your heart is a boss in terms of having a very strong energy field. In physics, it would be called the electromagnetic field. It's 60 to 100 times stronger than any other energy field in your whole entire body. That's powerful. We can actually measure it up to 17 feet away. Doesn't mean it doesn't go further. It's just the sensitivity that we've got right now and being able to measure it. You know those EKG readings, the electrical tracings of the heart? You can actually measure those a foot or more off the human body. So if you have enough med students lying around, you can have them hold electrodes in midair and take an EKG reading. Isn't that interesting? So the heart energy field is strong. Okay? So when we're addressing it from this sense, we're addressing all the energies. Just like it circulates blood, it circulates our energy. So what does that mean? Well, things like our attitudes, our personality, that comes from, and our belief systems. And it's no mistake that we abbreviate belief systems as BS, because that's exactly what they are. So when we tap here, we're actually also changing all of the underlying belief systems that are here for you, that are anchoring this particular set of issues that we're addressing. So this is very holistic in nature. We don't see the physical as separate from the mental, as separate from the emotional, as separate from the spiritual. We address all of those simultaneously. It can't be other than that from our standpoint. So when we are addressing comprehensively these belief systems by tapping over the heart, then we can begin to see some real powerful change, because people literally live and die for their belief systems. There are case after case of people getting the wrong diagnosis and then conveniently either up and dying in a few weeks, even though they were supposed to be healthy, or vice versa. They were supposed to die in a few weeks and instead went on to live a very long, healthy life. When we are addressing the underlying belief systems, we're addressing somebody's paradigm and how they see the world. So this is very powerful. So don't take tapping over the heart so lightly. You're doing an awful lot. Be very mindful when you as a practitioner are tapping over head and heart. This is a sacred moment. This is not the time to be chatting about the weather or the to-do list and blah, blah, blah. So changing the underlying belief systems, tapping over the heart. Does that make sense? Okay. And it's so interesting that we see this reflected in the body. So for example, every 9 months, every single cell in your entire knee is brand new. Yet, why do we still have people after 9 months that have issues, arthritis, etc.? Yeah. Well, they have these belief systems. For example, maybe it's, I'm afraid to succeed. So they have a knee issue. Or maybe it's a label, it's a health issue. I have arthritis. So even though the healthy new cells come into formation, they get told, don't forget, you've got arthritis, don't forget. You've got arthritis, so the healthy new cell goes, and it shrinks and it shrivels and becomes arthritic. So when we change the underlying belief systems by tapping over the heart, we're getting back to the healthy new knee approach. And it certainly doesn't take 9 months for that to change and shift. Every 7 years, every single cell in your body is brand new. Why do people still have depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, etc. after 7 years? You're brand new. So addressing the changes by tapping over the heart is incredibly powerful. HeartMath.org is actually where Dr. John Beltheim took this from, FYI, if you're more curious. Okay, so we tap over head and heart. And then after that, at the end of your session, we're going to teach you a technique to help really solidify all of the changes. So this is where I introduce the fact that they are going to learn cortices at the end. And then I make sure that I cover that. With every single person I do a session on, they learn cortices. Even if they've learned cortices from another practitioner, I go over it with them. This is my opportunity to make sure that they're still doing it in a way that they are doing the right hand positions. They're not skipping any steps. They're breathing. They're tapping the right way. Then I simply ask them if they have any questions, and we go from there. Not everybody wants to spiel. Some people I'll ask always at the beginning, and they prefer to get up on the table and experience body talk. So in that situation, we'll have them hop up, and I'll still introduce all the little snippets that I've mentioned, but I'll spread them throughout the session. So I'll just take 1 or 2 minutes, and I won't talk at such length. I'll make them much shorter, just so that they understand what's happening throughout their session. So if I just started tapping on somebody's head and heart without any framework, they're not going to really understand what that means or why it is we do it. So, does that make sense? Okay. So if you have any questions, comments, queries, if you want to know more, please let me know. And I'm more than excited to help you out with that. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye for now.